I'm Molly Wood in for Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. Now let's go from the here and now to the holy grail of our robot fantasies, the personal helper bot. That's what we really want. Like Ben and I were saying, a machine to take away the drudgery of our daily lives. Not just to help us win bets with our friends or play Fleetwood Mac songs, although that's pretty nice too. So what is the state of the market for consumer robots, whether they're humanoid or social? To find out, I called up Dan Kara, who studies robotics at the tech market intelligence firm ABI Research. But first, we sent producer Jenny Ament out to downtown LA to ask people what they want their personal robots to do for them.
What would it do?
Probably just pick up.
I would have it prepare all my meals.
Cook. It'd be nice.
I'd have it clean my house.
I'm sorry, but vacuuming is like the worst thing that I could do.
Vacuum.
Yeah, it would pick up large objects, put them away, know where things go and when things are out of place.
Clean, mop, do the bathrooms, all that stuff.
Unload the dishwasher.
I hate to clean my house.
Wash the dishes.
Clean my house.
Clean the house.
Clean. Bathrooms, floors, windows. I mean, I don't want to have to do any cleaning.
I'm going to be honest with you. If it was a robot that could look like a female, that I could satisfy my needs every day, and then could also prepare my meals and then everything, and then just turn it off, I think that would be great.
But this one would scrub toilets, scrub showers. It would take care of all of that stuff, and I wouldn't have to tell it what to do. It would just do it. It would be done.
My time is spent. Way too much mental energy is spent on sex. So if I had a sexy robot, then I'd be covered. So I'd have all the time in the world to do all those wonderful things.
Just because I don't have time to do it and I don't want to do it, I don't want to spend my time doing that.
Just worry about all the small stuff that I don't like to worry about, like doing my laundry.
I'm always working, so I don't have time. So I give up my Saturdays to clean my house. Robot would help.
I'm blushing a little bit, but other than those moments, does this sound familiar? I'm sensing a theme around cleaning and helping.
Sure, yes. I mean, they're looking to save time and they're looking for convenience. And in terms of, you're asking about consumer robots, robots purchased by individuals, mm-hmm. It mostly seems that they're focused on sort of home care, lawn care types of robots, not so much educational robots or not so much hobby drones and that sort of thing. So that's very common responses, although a couple of them were a little bit outside of what I typically hear. Maybe it's a reflection of where those recordings came from. I don't know. But
is there hope for these people? I feel like actually some cleaning and helper robots already exist. Is that something that you think is coming to the consumer market in large quantities or advanced robotics?
When you hear people talk about, well, I'd like something to, wash my floors, or I'd like something to vacuum my house. Well, those robots already exist. And actually, they're doing quite well in the marketplace. I mean, we're looking, we quantify this marketplace, and we believe in 2014, over 3 million of these types of sort of home care, lawn care robots were sold. And we expect that to reach around 7 million in 2019. So 19% growth. So there's robots doing this already. And actually, they are coming from companies and vacuum cleaners such as iRobot or Samsung and now Dyson. But to do those other types of things requires that they cost a lot of money.
Yes. And so that is actually, that's point number two, because that is the next thing that we asked our respondents. So let's listen to what they said they would pay for a robot that could do all these things and see if that jives with what you are thinking.
Oh, how much would I pay?
I think I would pay 1/3 of whatever I make every month.
Oh, yeah, I think about, $10,000. Again, as long as I could do it on the installment plan.
I would think if it was smart enough and had the intelligence to do all that, it would, $1,000? Like $500? I don't know.
$10,000?
$300 maybe?
Yeah. $2,000?
Yeah.
If it washed the dishes for me and picked up the house, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000.
Okay, so let's assume that $300 is out. Yes. Well, how about $10,000?
Or even $10,000. The price is one thing. So you can create these technologies will do that. They're very, very slow at doing it, but graduate students can do it in robotics. But they cost a lot more than $3,000 or $10,000. And then there's the whole problem. You have to make them so they can be mass produced. So that requires a great deal of work. And then there's also the notion you can't have them break because you don't have PhD level researchers, working these things. You have ordinary people. So it's not realistic at this particular time for a number of different ways, for technical reasons, for business reasons, for a number of other reasons.
And so do you think that's why we're seeing so much robot development now? You know, even the humanoid robot, the Jibo, for example, is one that's getting a lot of attention. But it's really a slightly more advanced version of a digital personal assistant. Do you think that's the reason that that seems to be the direction a lot of robotics are going right now? I have seen humanoid robots. There's a research center where they've set up sort of a sushi restaurant, but they call it Next Day
Sure.
Sushi.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's how long it takes the robot to get you the sushi.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like we're a long way out.
Yeah, I mean, those marketing robots, they're great for generating a lot of press, but many times they're not very good at any kind of anything else. In terms of the social robots that you're describing, Jibo's a good example of that from the Boston area, and then also SoftBank and Aldebaran make one called Pepper that came out. Those are interesting as well because they're just saying, okay, well, we're not going to be doing so, you know, we're moving in the physical world. If you see Jibo, it kind of spins and moves its body in a way that makes you believe that, in fact, it's acting in a natural way, like some sort of animal or some sort of small person. The way that the vision system is on it and the way it looks visually, it drives a lot of empathy. So that's pretty cool. And that's a nice example of that particular class of social robots. They're saying, like, you know, we're not going to try to pick up your laundry. What we're going to try to do is act as a nexus of control and interfacing for a lot of social things happening in your home. So it'll be interesting to see how that marketplace plays out.
Dan Kara is Practice Director of Robotics at ABI Research. Dan, thank you so much for coming on.
Glad to be here. Thank you very much.